Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and ready to go to sleep.
I'm Al John Go. I am a Mandalorian, Avenger, and also, you know, part of Crazy Toontown. And you can find me producing this podcast and also having fun with Disney and food. Yay. Non-sarcastic.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, and still home for the holidays.
Yay.
Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell.
Kat,
a little bit of news. Yeah.
You are getting all the sleep I'm not.
Oh my God. I've gotten so much sleep. I feel amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it shows.
Yeah.
You know, you needed a break.
The lighting in here is also really good compared to my apartment. So. Great.
Are we gonna have to? Are we gonna have to gift you a selfie ring for these shows so you can put
oh,
on?
Oh, I have one.
Because they have these ones that you clip on your laptop now and illuminate your face while you're doing.
Yeah. I've got the regular one, and I've got the Mickey Mouse shaped one.
Oh, nice!
But the lighting in my parents' kitchen is great. So.
Now, do you have one of those like assistant like Google Home or like Alexa something or other?
Oh yeah, like everything here is programmed within an inch of its life because my dad's an electrical engineer or was an electrical engineer, so everything, even the Christmas tree, is voice activated.
See, isn't that great? You know, we have one of those smart plugs. Of course, we do that as well. But since we change internet services, I have yet to update everything. So, not you know, the right now the Christmas tree is not wired. You know, it's not voice activated, nor is a couple other things like our we have a little Echo in the bedroom and. It doesn't work right yet. I just haven't had the time to do it. But it just seems like after we came back from the cruise, it was like all steam ahead again and then haven't had an opportunity to catch up. But we will soon. And I'm taking off for the holidays. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait.
Yeah. Today, my mom worked and my dad went golfing. So I ate Rice Krispie Treats, not Krispie Treats, Rice Krispie cereal in my pajamas. And I watched Judy Garland movies and it was great.
Nice.
As you should. As you should on vacation.
I want to have a day of watching. Like,
come on down, Kristen. We got room for you.
You know, you really could, because I could drop the kids off at daycare before work and you could just have a mom day by yourself.
No. When you're off, you can just take the kids out of the house for a day.
For a day out of the house?
Yes,
you send it to me to death.
Yes.
Guess what, kids? We're having a basket of fries. We're hanging out together.
Make sure your will's up to date.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we do talk about food in the Disney parks here on this show, specifically Disney.
And that's
food.
What we will be talking about.
Yes. Whatever.
Yes. So we got some headlines. Kat, you found us a story here.
Yeah. Because I'm so excited about it. World Celebration, Gardens, Plaza, etc. are now open at Epcot. Those construction walls are slowly coming down and it looks beautiful. I got to see a little preview of this new Walt the Dreamer statue at D23 2022? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful and it looks amazing installed and it looks great. The new plaza has all of those beautiful lights and a great vista of the Epcot ball, the prettiest girl in school. lots of gardens and seating and phone chargers and all of the above, anything you could possibly want. So it looks beautiful. Of course, the Communicore Plaza and Gardens, those are still to come in 2024, but most of those construction walls have come down, which is pretty exciting, if yeah. I do say so.
You know, I waited the entire segment to tell you about this after you finished, but
go.
Mr. Tomorrow. Tear down these walls. Anyway.
Truth.
Pop culture reference.
So, I'm sorry. Did I say gardens? I meant hall. Gardens are open. Hall and plaza are not open yet okay. for Communicore. But it looks really beautiful. Very futuristic. Lots of contemporary aesthetics. There are some sculptures here that are very reminiscent of some sculptures we have at the Getty Museum in LA that are just beautiful.
Nice.
So I'm excited. I will say this. A lot of this concrete has light inlay, but I miss that firework pavement from the old.
Oh, plaza. I know, right?
That was the best.
Yeah, that is always cool to have those. Fiber optic lights they had in there. So good. Well executed. Yeah. But hey,
go ahead. Sorry.
Let's see what this looks like.
It's gorgeous. Lots of inlay. And it looks like a lot of the stuff they use is like recycled materials, which I love personally. So it's pretty cool.
Good on them.
Think how many people are going to want to get their picture with Walt there.
Tons. It's lit really poorly. If you're going to take your picture with Walt, do it during the day.
Yeah. Well, they might change it because that could be another opportunity. You know, it is an opportunity for a photo for a good reason. I mean, it's set up that way. Just perfect.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's got all up lighting around it.
Really?
Makes you look like Pennywise the clown.
Yes.
Very weird.
Looking down on you.
Just what I want to look like, Pennywise.
Exactly, right?
I will say, speaking of Pennywise,
I was going to say,
every time I go past the drain in my neighborhood and our son always looks down, I always want to tell him, like, be careful, there's a clown down there.
You'll float too, Georgie.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to look like Pennywise, at least look like Pennywise and not look like Pennywise tarantula mode.
Yeah.
Horrible. It's like, what are you? This is very strange. Strange.
Yes.
Although I would prefer the Tim Curry tarantula mode versus, you know, the Skarsgård version.
There you go. Yeah, definitely.
Tim Curry versus everything over everything. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, right. He's creepy.
What, for
Tim Curry? Or Skarsgård?
Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Well, he plays it up. Skarsgård
has a very, like, how weird isn't the word I want to use for
this
him.
Is what happens, guys. We're going into another tangent, y'all. We're falling through the rabbit hole.
Sorry. Okay. I won't.
It's my fault.
We'll save it.
It's okay.
It's my fault.
Yeah. Let's bring it back.
Luminous. Pop culture stuff.
Sorry.
Luminous.
Your other show.
Luminous, Chris.
Premiered.
Yay. So if you... you seen the footage of it yet?
No, I haven't watched anything yet. Luminous is the new show on the Epcot World Showcase Lagoon, replacing Harmonious. And apparently it's incredible. Everyone that has seen it, that I've talked to, has said it's really wonderful. And I can't wait to see it.
Nice.
But we'll That's see. Good.
Yeah, I think Harmonious was a little lackluster in terms of reception. Yeah. I think everybody loved the Illuminations show. So to see that go away just for Epcot Forever. And then also, you know, the other show, they just went through those shows so quickly. I think it was obviously a stopgap to get to where we are today.
Yeah. I mean, Illuminations Forever personally.
But. Yeah.
Where did you come from, Kitty?
He broke open. Ooh. There you go. You went in, you checked what's outside, and now all the cats are with us.
Oh, he was down there meowing like crazy a minute ago.
Did you feed the cats?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, here they go.
That's where I went. That, you know what they want?
They want your attention.
And they want me to come and pet them. That's what they want.
I love it.
Love me.
Well, they can't pet you now. because we're just going to go ahead and bust into this early.
I hope they don't pet me.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yeah.
I don't care. Cats have a mind of their own sometimes.
No.
That's just how they roll.
You said they can't pet you right now.
Oh. Okay. Sorry.
Any which way.
Travel deals.
Yeah, it's time to talk travel. And one of my favorite deals is out right now, and it is the Kids Play and Dine for 50% off. If you have kids between the ages of 3 and 9, if you purchase a non-discounted 4-night, 4-day travel package, which means it includes your room, theme park tickets, and dining plan, your kids will be half off their tickets as well as their dining plan. And this is going to be for dates most nights, March 3rd through March 24th, and April 7th through June 30th. So you got a lot of dates next year that you can enjoy this. Of course, it only works if you have children.
Well, you know, who else likes 50% off children? Anakin.
Is it Pennywise?
Pennywise. It's also Pennywise. Let's bring it back around. Okay, it's also Pennywise.
Georgie, I got 50% off.
It's the trio that are in here right now.
It's the trio, the cat trio.
The Marvel cats are here.
Yeah, we have a gaggle full of Flurkin hanging out here.
Oh, Thor baby.
Okay, here they come. You want to look at the camera? Everybody's so interested. We're doing a break in our commercial break. Anyway, hey, so take advantage of Kristen's travel deals as well as other deals that are going on with every cruise line, including Disney Cruise Line. And also, when I say Universal, oh my gosh, my cat is on the monitor. Okay, yeah. Email Kristen where, Kristen?
Themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Can you?
Yes.
You're the
best. I will herd them.
You're the best.
I will herd them because they're all here for me.
Thank you.
And that's not me just saying that. It's actually why they're in here.
It's actually true. It's not just patting herself on the back, y'all. Although Kristen will tell you that our cats are the president of the Kristen fan club. And they're also.
Checks out.
Yeah, it does. Anyway. Let's move on, Kat. So, yes, it's good to see the walls come down over there at Epcot. But now, Disney has announced dates and themes for the new After Dark events. And if you've been listening to the show, you know how fond we are for the After Hours events. Because they offer it. For me, it's just a great way to be in the park and take it casually. And not be full of different people wanting to cut in front of you, but just a great way to experience the parks in a nice setting with some awesome food. So, want to tell us about what's going on there, schedule wise, Kat?
Yeah, of course. So, there are a couple things, including one brand new night that's coming, but we're starting the year off with Disneyland After Dark Sweethearts Night. And Sweethearts Night will be available on select dates, January 23rd, 25th, 30th, February 1st, 6th, 8th, 12th, and 14th. They will feature a royal cavalcade, dance along with princesses, princes, and Disney characters at the evening's royal ball, Stitch and Angel hosting their own Tomorrowland dance party, photo backdrops, love atmosphere, and of course what we care about, the sweet and savory treats. New offerings will include the shortbread cookie churro with strawberry cheesecake dipping sauce and the Cafe Daisy fried heart-shaped ravioli. Plus some returning reimagined favorites like the Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe chocolate and strawberry stuffed croissant. Specialty menu items will also be available at Plaza Inn, Cafe Orleans, Riverbelt Terrace, and Carnation Cafe. Reservations are recommended and can be booked online soon. Pre-sale tickets for Sweetheart Night will begin on December 12th. All tickets will be available on December 14th. So pre-sale for key holders and then all other tickets on December 14th. These will sell out fast. Disney Channel Night, which is new this year, well, next year, is happening on two nights, March 5th and 7th. So as my favorite Troy Bolton would say, get your head in the game with this nostalgia-filled night. The High School Musical Pep Rally. Obviously, I have to go to this. The High School Musical Pep Rally, Phineas and Ferb Dance Party, Camp Rock karaoke. Honestly, need I say more? But there is more. Descendants at the Rivers of America. Opportunity to step into imaginative photo backdrops representing Disney Channel shows like Lizzie McGuire, The Cheetah Girls, and Teen Beach Movie. And of course, specialty themed food and snacks, including mini banana burritos and tropical banana punch at Red Rose Tavern, plus chili cheese loaded nachos and s'mores donut skewers from Cafe Daisy. Mm-hmm. These tickets also go on sale December 12th for key holders and December 14th for everyone else.
I'm not really, like, I have not seen the backdrops that they mentioned, but as far as the show, the other stuff like seeing Descendants and Camp Rock and Phineas and Ferb and High School Musical, like I've seen all of those. I love Phineas and Ferb. I'm trying to get the kiddos like into Phineas and Ferb because
I love all of those things.
How can you really not love Perry the Platypus? I mean, come on. I know a lot of incorporated. So like totally I'd go to this.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Descendants, by the way, just so you know.
What?
I'm down with Descendants, by the way.
They're the best. They're the best. Really, rotten to the core.
It's really good. You know, and of course Camp Rock too. You know. And Camp
Rock. I saw the Jonas Brothers three times this year, so
yeah.
All about Camp Rock.
Mention that. You know, it's so funny. One of my friends at work were like, hey, we're going to go see the Jonas Brothers. And, you know, they wanted to wait backstage to meet him and everything. And they finally went backstage to meet the Jonas Brothers. And the little girl said, hey, by the way, if you want, you can talk to my dad because he's also into guitars. She said, yeah, I think they know daddy's number because, you know, they play all of our instruments. But,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Good times.
Well, it looks like Disneyland will be doubling down on Star Wars. So do you want to tell us about Star Wars nights, Aldrin?
Oh, sure. Well, doubling down means they're going to be like every other day of there. April 16th, 18th, 23rd, 25th, 30th, 2nd, May 2nd. So no May 4th, by the way. May 7th,
Saturday.
9th. Yeah, it's Saturday, but it's fine. So a galactic adventure like no other is what they promised for these Star Wars nights at Disneyland After Dark. And yeah, that's always going to be fun. Yeah, I mean, what else can they do? I mean, they're going to have probably the same type of stuff, you know, the Star Wars characters running around interacting in the park, just kind of an expansion of what they already do over there. So good stuff. Now, Kristen, are we here together? You want to take over?
I can take over. That's
Disneyland
fine.
After Dark Pride Night. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm kind of discombobulated.
So Pride Night is coming back in 2024 for two nights, and it's going to be the June 18th and 20th. We don't have a lot of details about that other than it's going to be there's going to be colorful characters, photo ops, and more.
Well, they usually put out the Pride foodie guide.
Yes.
So,
yes, they do.
They've been doing that for the last few years. So, yeah, I mean, that's the same time frame. So, mm-hmm. Yep.
They've got a lot when it comes to, like, the calendar of events. So, the calendar of events, like, overall that they've got going on for Disneyland is starting in January on the 23rd through February 18th. You have the Lunar New Year. For February 17th and 24th is Celebrate Gospel. March 1st through April 22nd is the California Adventure Food and Wine Festival, which will somewhat overlap a little bit with April 5th through June 2nd is Season of the Force, Star Wars. And then also overlapping with that is starting April 26th through August 4th is Pixar Fest. And then August 23rd through October 31st is Halloween time. August 23rd through November 2nd is a celebration of Coco Plaza de Familia. And then beginning on November 15th, the holidays.
Yay.
That's right. You will have the holidays. So, I mean, there's so many things going on. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of cool merchandise. Pixar Fest. It says an all new daytime parade, Better Together, a Pixar Pal celebration will debut. The emotional Together Forever, a Pixar nighttime spectacular, will return with some new scenes. And then they will have new characters that you'll be able to interact with, including Ember and Wade from Elemental.
Sweet.
Red Panda May from Turning Red.
Oh, yes. Kids will love that.
Oh, yes. That's very cool. Well as additional entertainment, of course, food offerings. The Lunar New Year celebration is always fun. It's going to be Mulan's Lunar New Year procession is what it's going to be this year.
Cool.
And it's the year of the dragon, so it's all about Mushu.
They should have Raya and the Last Dragon up there, too.
If you haven't been, it is Chinese, Vietnamese, and Korean traditions that they celebrate for the Lunar New Year. The celebrate gospel. Concert headline by Marvin Sapp on February 17th and Tasha Cobbs Leonard on February 24th. Can I talk about this one before I pass it on to you?
Sure. It's about your favorite sport, hockey.
So the Anaheim Duck Days are going to be February 22nd and 23rd at Disney's California Adventure Park. Is going to be celebrating the hockey club's 30th anniversary.
And by the way, the anniversary jerseys look great because, of course, they have Donald's face on it, which he was literally the mascot for the Anaheim Ducks during its inaugural seasons. But it looks like the Ducks are wearing Starbucks-inspired outfits. Their logo is... literally the Starbucks green and black with the white piping in it. I just think to myself, boy, it's very Starbucks brand like for the Anaheim Ducks. I wonder if they're a sponsor.
So it says that the Disneyland Resort and the Anaheim Ducks team up for a 2-day event in Hollywoodland, including a celebratory cavalcade, fan zone with themed activities and photo opportunities, plus appearances by select current and legacy team players. Ooh,
legacy team
that
players.
That is very cool. That
legacy
they're be
team
doing
players
that.
For the Ducks. Okay, now I'm getting there.
I will say, I do like the old Ducks colors better than the current ones. I hate the color orange. So the fact that orange is in their jerseys, it just makes me go,
pumpkin spice, you or not.
And purple and teal are my two favorite colors. And so I mean, you go from my favorite to my most hated. So there we go.
Well, it is a classic look for the Ducks. I always think of that purple, white, and teal jersey for them and having the Duck logo on it. So this is a throwback for them in this promo photo that they have, which to me is a good look. They never should have changed it.
I did not realize that they were 5 years older than the Preds.
Yes. Not by much.
Nope.
Think about it.
Nope. 5 years, that's it.
Part of the expansion during that time.
Okay, Al John.
Okay.
Food and Wine Festival.
Welcome to Hockey Talk. Over at DCA, they've got the Food and Wine Festival taking place March 1st through April 22nd. Of course, this is a tour de force. You know what it's like. The Food and Wine Festival over at Anaheim is just really, really cool. Of course, the popular attraction Soarin' returns for a limited time, which is great. Great to see the classic back. And of course, it celebrates all the great diverse cultures and food of the Golden State. Just awesome. So, Kat, you and I and Kristen, we love Star Wars, but you being the hashtag fake geek girl have a connection to Star Wars, and so do they.
We love Star Wars. Seasons of the Force is one of my favorite times of year at Disneyland. Of course, Hyperspace Mountain returns. We're going to see some specialty food and beverage as always, merch and more. During the celebration, you'll be able to embark on new adventures aboard Star Tours, which we love to hear. And
what the new scenes are? You know what the new scenes are?
No, I don't. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
What are they?
Mandalorian.
We love it. We love to see it.
And they're doing Ahsoka too. They're doing Ahsoka too. I know for certain that it's been rumored it's Mandalorian, but I know for sure that they cut some new video in their cyclorama with Ahsoka.
I'd love to see some Pergil footage in Star Tours. That would,
I'm sure they will.
That would make me so very happy.
I want that little sound effect that they use in Mandalorian in the ride.
That, ooh, the little thing.
Oh yeah.
A little calling card right before the drums kick in. Mm-hmm. You like my crude sound effect? You like that?
It was good. It was perfect. It sounded really great.
Yeah. I should add more reverb to my voice.
Come back, Mandalorian. Come back, LBY. We love you.
It will. Forever. Oh, will happen.
Yeah.
Not happening with Beskar yet.
And that will run for almost 2 full months this year, next year, which should be great. And then, of course, almost immediately afterwards will be followed by Halloween. And we'll have all those favorite Halloween attractions, Haunted Mansion Holiday and Familia Plaza de la Familia, honoring Disney's Coco. And, of course, last but not least, a full circle holidays beginning November 15th. There's lots going on. We talked about Disney After Dark events a little bit, but of course, Oogie Boogie Bash will be returning. The Pixar Place Hotel opens January 30th.
Yeah.
Beginning May 24th, Fantasmic returns.
Yeah.
Have you seen that clickbait article that everyone's like, Pirates of the Caribbean is being removed, and they want you to click it, but it's really about Fantasmic, not about Pirates of the Caribbean?
Of course it is.
So dumb.
And you know what? It's all about Chip and Company.
Truth.
I gotta say.
I like that in Fantasmic they're adding a new battle scene between Sorcerer Mickey and Maleficent.
Yes, definitely. And of course, Peter Pan is returning to the Columbia, which is great. We love Peter Pan. State-of-the-art projections, soaring music. I love to see all the new things that they're going to add. And then, of course, the ongoing refurbishment of Downtown Disney. And at some point next year, knock on wood, we'll be able to traverse Tiana's Bayou Adventure at Disneyland.
Sweet.
So there's a lot going on in 2024. There's like so much.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's great.
Year-round festivals, another reason to be a season ticket holder there at Disneyland Resort.
But if you are not, they actually have a deal that just got launched, and it is for theme park tickets for children. Mm-hmm. So theirs are going to be the 3 to 9 year old tickets are going to be discounted, and it's going to be available for January 8th through March 10th. No blackout days.
No blackouts.
And okay. The kid tickets can be purchased for as low as $50 per child per day. So
it's a good deal when you can get it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen often.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, cool. I think we handled that. Is it time?
It's time.
Where is this time gone?
It is time.
The time has come.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. And if you haven't already, hit that like button, subscribe, and notification bell. You guys are the reason we do the show, so please support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. If you would like to do a little more, then give us those shares and reviews and likes. Consider becoming a supporter on Spotify. You can also shop our links because it's that time of year. We have Amazon and Disney Store, as well as if you're going to Walt Disney World, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer. You can find all of those on Dining at Disney or in the show notes below.
All right.
You, Al John.
Me, Al John. You, listener. You can follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram and check out the podcast with my co-host. We also have the renowned author and filmmaker, animator, and CalArts Board of Trustee member, Dave Bossert. We talk about pop culture and, of course, Disney films and fun streaming content. We've been reviewing a lot of content lately because we're catching up on all the shows and movies. So please check that out. We also have interviews with awesome Disney guests, Disney in the world of animation and books, and so many more stars coming the next year. You'll also find Kat on Instagram at C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. Yeah. And her podcast, Eat the Pictures, it's a bite-sized podcast about food, film, and fun everywhere podcasts are found. So go ahead and subscribe to our podcast today.
Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites and, of course, at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, please join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com and on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.